morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a flat to slightly lower open with S&P futures just in the red as of 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The dollar is lower, treasury yields mixed, crude oil lower, precious metals higher, other commodities flat. Asian equities higher overnight, although only a handful of exchanges were open in the region. European markets mixed early in their session. Geopolitics in the news overnight, as Bloomberg reported Washington has confronted Beijing officials with evidence Chinese state-owned enterprises may be providing assistance for Russia's war effort in Ukraine. The White House is said to be reviewing evidence. Also reports that House Speaker McCarthy is set to visit Taiwan later this year, also runs the risk of escalating tensions. On the macro data front, PMI data in focus. Australia flash manufacturing PMI dipped into contraction for the first time since June 2020. Japan flash manufacturing PMI remains in contraction, though services strengthened. Eurozone flash composite PMI hit a seven-month high in January, beating consensus. It was the third consecutive gain and the largest increase since June 2020. Strength in the services sector was the main driver. Also in Europe, German GFK consumer confidence improved for the fourth consecutive month. On today's U.S. macro calendar, January flash manufacturing PMI and January flash services PMI. In corporate news, people familiar with the matter tell Bloomberg that the Justice Department is expected to file a case in federal court against Google over digital advertising market dominance by the end of the week, with the possibility it could be filed as soon as today. Earnings remain in focus in the U.S., and earnings today will include Verizon Communications, Union Pacific, 3M, Lockheed Martin, Johnson & Johnson, Halliburton, General Electric, Danaher, and D.R. Horton posting their results before the open. Texas Instruments, Microsoft, Intuitive Surgical, F5, and Capital One Financial report post-close. Another quiet session in Asia. Japan was higher for a second consecutive day. Australia and India were also higher. Greater China, South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, and Malaysia still closed in celebration of the Lunar New Year. As previously mentioned, the main news in the region was on the U.S. confronting China in regards to aid to Russia's war effort in Ukraine. The Nikkei reported that early announcements by Japanese companies in regards to wage discussions bode well for wage hikes. And in company news, Reuters reports Elliott Management has built a stake in Japan's Dai Nippon Printing. European equity markets mixed early in their session. Some articles on debt in the region. The Financial Times discussed how the EU is paying more to borrow with its joint bonds than the bloc's leading members. The article discussed how this is impacting the appeal of common issuance and emboldening opponents of fresh debt sales. Moving to the UK, Bloomberg reported on the latest UK public finance data published by the ONS, which showed that the level of government debt has hit a record high in December, as high inflation has boosted debt payments. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.